Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the various areas round about. And to each and every one of you that are listening, we want to send you prayers, greetings. Oh, yes, and trust that today is a beautiful day in your part of the country, that there's no rain, no snow, sleet, or hail, no tornadoes, you know, no violence, none of those things today, that you're having a pleasant day in your neighborhood, right? Yes, you are. This is your day. Remember now, this is your day. And we are welcoming you to 347-857-3925. And you can call us, if you will, and just tell us if you're enjoying it, or if you're not, say you ain't enjoying it. Then, you know, that's up to you. But anyway, glory be to God. We thank God for you, whether you're enjoying it or not. You're still listening, aren't you? Bless your heart. We're going to still pray for you, right? Now, listen, they can't call your name if you don't call. Now, if you don't call and give us your name or what's bothering you, what your situation is all about, if you want us to, if you don't, it's okay. Unspoken requests, we'll put it on that list. All right? Now, we're waiting for you. Yes. Did you know that? Well, we just want you to know today that we love you. We really love you. I mean, really do. Call me. I'll talk to you. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, Father, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as I lay my hand on this prayer list, Lord Father, in each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, you know what they're in need of. And Father, we thank you for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to just have your way right now, Lord. Touch those right now, Lord Father, that need a touch from you right now, Lord. Father, as we hold before you the children that's going to school, Lord, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the school, Father God, the school grounds, Lord Father. Father, transporting them safely as we ask for traveling mercies, Lord Father, to and from school, Lord Father. Cover them under the blood, Lord Father. Take it nationwide, Lord Father. Father, those that know to call upon your name, Father, let them keep your name on their lips, Lord Father, as they continue to pray and cover not only themselves, Lord Father, but their classmates, their teachers, Lord Father, the bus driver, Lord, under the blood right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we call before you these students that we have, Christopher Atkins, Rock Bedford, Owen Hankin, Levi Milligan, Etienne Jameson, Brenda Zimmer, Caroline Farber, Riley Beckford, Ellie Jameson, Melody Wages, Joshua Douglas, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, keep them covered under the blood, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord, for being that merciful, loving God, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you those, Lord Father, that have suffered through all these mass shooting, Lord Father. Those that lost their life, we pray for their family, Lord Father. Father, as we come against that spirit of mass destruction with us running throughout this nation, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to shield and protect, Lord Father God, your people, Lord Father, that they cry out to you, Lord Father. Help them to recognize what it is that is going on, Lord Father. Father, as they get others to band together, stand together in unity and pray and intercede against this spirit, Lord Father God, that has been running rampant, Lord Father. Have mercy right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, give your people awareness, Lord, that spirit of awareness, Lord. And Father, we say thank you for all that you're doing, all that you have done, Lord. We thank you for those that you have brought out of the hospital, Lord. We thank you for bringing Miss Corbett out of the hospital. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for bringing Edith Stevens out of the hospital, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that you are God, that you hear and answer prayers, Lord, Father, and we say thank you. Father, we thank you for favor. We thank you, Lord, Father, for the miraculous, Lord, Father. We just thank you for being just God Almighty, Lord. We thank you. We glorify you and magnify you, Lord. Father, as we hold before you Lillian Rutherford, Lord, Father, we ask you to continue to touch her right now. Keep her covered under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We thank you for goodness and mercy, Lord Father, standing round about her, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for her warrior and minister angel standing, God, round about her, Lord. Father, continue, Lord Father God, to touch her. Touch her body right now, for you said, by your stripes we are healed. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for just having your way in and through her right now, Lord. We thank you for the healing right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for touching Rufus, Lord Father. Father, continue to touch her right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, have your way right now, Lord Father. Father, touch Barbara right now, Lord Father. Father, touch her body right now, Lord. Touch her mind also, Lord Father, that it stays, Father God, upon you, Lord Father. Father, as she go through these stages, Lord Father, of cancer, Lord Father, knowing that you are bigger than cancer, Lord Father, and we say thank you. Thank you for your healing. Touch those right now, Lord Father, that going through chemo, Lord Father, have to go through radiation, Lord. Father, continue to strengthen their minds and their bodies right now, Lord, as we hold before you Tracy, Deetra, Tony, Lord, Barbara, Crystal. Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you, Lord, Father, for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, that you place someone in their path to guide them, Lord, Father God, and lead them, Father God, to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch our listeners, those that are listening right now, Lord, Father, and those that will listen at a later date. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, hear their cry today, Lord, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your will being done in their lives. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Father. Father, accepting you, Lord, Father, right where they're at right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, not just accepting you, Lord, Father, but, Father God, hearing and doing your work right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you're God Almighty. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Nisi. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Father, for covering the jobs, Lord Father, under the blood, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for traveling mercies, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast. Father, canceling every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone, Lord Father, speaking or listening, Lord Father, upon it, Lord. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now and render it null and void. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for unstopping deaf ears, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now for giving them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word. We thank you, Father God, for the word, Lord Father God, coming forth today, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you decrease, Father, my apostle and pastor right now, Lord Father, as you increase in them. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen to each and every one of you, you and you. What a pleasure it is. All right. Was you praying along with Sister Diane? Praise the Lord. I pray that you were. Are you praying for us? Okay. Let us know that you eat much. You're praying for us. You know, we would like to know that because we need your prayers. Oh, yes, we do. Everyone need to pray for one another, don't they, today? Father, safety, don't we? Because you don't know what's going to happen next and when and where. And we thank God for the prayers of the righteous. We thank God for those of you that have us on your prayer list. We really thank God for you. Yes, we do. Yes, now, we want you to call a friend, call an enemy, call somebody. You know, call them up and tell them you don't want to get this all by yourself, do you? No, you don't. But you want to call somebody and share what you are getting and what you're learning also, okay? Amen. Now, let me give you a little word today. What you believe is more important than what you possess. What you live is more lasting than what you profess. Whom you inspire is most significant than whom you impress. Okay? What you believe is more important than what you possess. What you live is more lasting than what you profess. Whom you inspire is more significant than whom you impress. How about that?
Okay.
Huh? How about that? All right. Yes. You know, I'm so glad to be with you again today. You know, God is so good, isn't it? My. And you know, all this rain just kind of keeps you drowsy, too, don't it? You only want to think about getting into bed and listening to the rain come down. It's mostly what we want to remember and think about, I mean. Don't we? Mm-hmm. Now, we thank God for you, you and you today.
Yes,
we thank God. We thank God for Pastor Sharon. We thank God for, well, we ain't going to have little Nathan long. We not going to have him long because he started his kindergarten. Okay? So, you just... we appreciate it while we got it, okay? We appreciate the little problem while we got it. And we thank God for Pastor Sharon. We thank God for Pastor Sharon, too. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So pray for him that he adjusts good to his kindergarten, okay? Y'all pray for him, too. Amen. Praise God. God is good. God is good. And we don't have Bishop. He's gone to school too today. Oh yes. He got to deal with some children, a whole bunch of children. He got to deal with a whole bunch of little children. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't envy him. No, I do not envy him. You know, that's why I ain't getting that. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So, God is good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Lord, have mercy. Y'all just ready for just to hear us? Are you going to call in so I can hear you? Huh? You can put your input in. You know, we want to see, hear that too. You know. All right. Now, we were discussing about the wind, right? Well, we keep discussing about the wind. We talk a little more about the wind. Okay? The wind, the wind, the wind. Mm-hmm. You heard of what, heard of the wind, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's, we ain't talking about W-H-E-N, that wind. We talking about W-I-N-D, okay? That's the wind we're talking about. Okay, because when you hear wind, it sounds like I'm talking about when are you going to start? You know, that kind of wind, you would say. Okay? Amen. But today we're going to continue. We were in, we started in Mark, bless God, and we were talking about reading this scripture, how Jesus have a purpose for everything. And everything that God made, when he told you in Genesis that everything he made was good, after he made it, after he invented it, created it, whichever way you want to put it, he said it was good. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we're going to say it's good. It's all good. Even when we call it a bad wind, we can still say what? It's good. Even a bad wind, it's good because it has its purpose, okay? It could be judgment. Mm-hmm. And we were discussing, I think it was Sister Diane and I, we were discussing this, that what we think is a problem or what we think is a bad situation in our lives or some hurt. Mm-hmm. Say, for instance, somebody hurts you. Now, what do you think the hurt is to do for you? It perhaps could teach you a lesson. Perhaps it's changing things in your life where for you, the place where you to go or the person you need to deal with. God have other plans for you. Hmm? You see? So when the wind forces a change on you, that's what we're going to do. When the wind forces a change on you, this is something you didn't expect to happen. And we have lots of situations in our life that we didn't expect to happen, did we? Hmm? We have lots of them, don't we? Huh? So, when we have all these different things come in our life we didn't expect, it brings a change, does it not? Hmm? That's a change. Huh? That means God says, you've been in that one place so long. Now, how am I going to get you out? You won't get out when I tell you. Hmm? So he has to do what? Cause a wind, a force of wind to blow your way. Hmm? It could be in your attitude change towards something or somebody. It could be in changing your living conditions. You know, you name it, it could be a change that he's doing. He just blowing it on to you because you wouldn't leave it alone, or you got something you shouldn't have gotten, or you have somebody in your life that you don't need in your life, you need to get out. So therefore, he has to do what? Blow a force of wind through there to get it out. Does that make sense? Do it make sense to you? Well, I was thinking, too. I was looking and reading and all. And think about when seeds planted. Now, you think about that, when seeds planted. There's always a seed. Now, when you read the sixth chapter of St. Mark, you're finding out here that the seed that's planted is Jesus Christ right here and now in this story. And he is going through blowing a wind of change to the people, namely the disciples. He starts at the disciples, see, so that it could get to us. It was planted in them first, all right? And he was doing miracles, many miracles he did, and all, changing things for them. They are seeing things now that they never saw before. It's like right now, in this time, we are seeing things we never saw before. You never seen as many things going on now that's going on, odd, strange, crazy things going on now we never saw before. So therefore, that wind of force has come through all our lives. Not just one of us, but all our lives. Do you get it? And it's constant right now. It's constant. Because when there's this change going on, that means what? We need to come to our full purpose. See, we're not in our full purpose. For one thing, everybody's doing what they want to do. Not what God wants them to do. They're not even interested in whether God wants them to do it or not. But this is what is going on today. Some people just being hateful. So when they get hateful, you do what? You leave them alone, don't you? Because what? Now that's a change, isn't it? Think about that now. That's a change. That's life's change. In your life, humans change. Because you've been there too long. You say you've been in the storm. The song says you've been in the storm too long. You've been in there 40 years, and you still be in that same storm. You don't think about the wind changing no time, will you? Now, back to the plant. Back to the plant. Now, thought about that. When the farmer plants the seed, now, the seed got to grow, but it has to go through different process to grow. Now, little do you think that the wind have anything to do with the seed that's in the ground. But it do. Think on it now. Think on it hard when you plant. There's always a wind to blow when there's the farmer have planted. A wind do blow over his crop. We talking about before it appeared as it should be. There's the wind that blow over it. Now, I was thinking that it takes the same element for the plants, the seeds that's in the ground, as it do for us. The air, the water, and the sunshine. You see? So it takes the wind to distribute everything that you need. So when the wind blows over a farmer's land, what is he doing? He's adding air so that the growth going on down in the bottom there can receive oxygen. The wind blows it so it can receive oxygen. It gets the air. Do you get the picture? See? Now, this is why I say the wind is very important in your life. Whether it's considered forced, things can be forced upon you because you didn't ask for them. So therefore, when you got somebody that hits you, do whatever they do to you, that's a forced wind. See, whether it's good or bad, it's a wind that blows upon you, so it brings about a change. If you was a loving person and somebody did something real bad to you, you turn, don't you? Now, you can say you don't turn, but you turn. You mad, and you don't, you and them people don't be good friends no more, and, hey, they don't come to my house no more. That's it. The end. You know, kaput. You know, this is the way it is. It brought a change, didn't it? Did you know how you were going to feel? No. You did not know how you were going to feel. You thought y'all were going to be best friends forever. Isn't that right? You thought you were going to be best friends forever. But they decide to save them, so they mess with your man. Now, that could really turn a person, change a person. See? Now, you messing with my man, okay? What you gonna do now? Don't hit him. Just pray. That's the best thing to do is pray. See, but there was a change because you were depending and trusting that person. Do you see? God knew the real person. And you will never see the real person until something happened to open your eyes. And when your eyes are open, you make a change. Huh? You draw back, don't you? You do. Hey, we can't be friends no more. I'm sorry. Okay, you sorry, but still and all, you stay on your corner and I stay on mine. Change. That little bad wind came along and changed things. And somebody would see y'all and see y'all not talking or hugging or doing whatever y'all used to do, and they'll say, well, what happened to you and Mary? Y'all not acting like you used to. What's wrong? See? And, well, Mary's over there and I'm over here. And the two won't meet, you see, because of the change. The wind just blew, a bad wind came through. But it has its purpose. You now see Mary for who she is. You didn't see her before. Huh? You couldn't see her before. Because what was there? That wall of love was there. I ain't say it was solid love, but it was love. And friendship was there. But now the wall is down. And when the wall come down, you see what it really is. Now you see, when the wind blow, you see all kind of debris, don't you? You see all kind of trash. You see all kind of vile things running through the air, bacterias and everything else in the air, don't you? You see these things. I'm just trying to tell you about it now. See, so we don't allow the Spirit to speak to us about people. But I found that when the Spirit to speak to us about people, we say, oh, you know, I shouldn't think like that. That's what you say, not knowing that God is doing what? Working on you, right? Trying to get you to your destiny, get you to your purpose in life. You will never excel because these people hold you down. So you need a wind to come through and clear out everything.
Come on now.
Come on, think about it now. You're going to hold on to them. Oh, I love my friend. and your friend just is deceitful.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Come on, think about it now. Crossing you. Trying to, they jealous about of you. I just can't take that jealous stuff because you have no need to be jealous. We all have the same opportunity to do good, to do better, to advance, to be promoted. We all have that chance. But then you have those with that little green-eyed monster going on there that's always trying to put a dagger in your back. Huh? God is the only one that has to open your eyes through allowing the wind of adversity to run through. Shake up everything. Unhinge everything. Break loose everything. Every bondage that is on you, the Lord sends the wind through to break it. You see? You know why? Because it's time for change. It's time for change, real change now. And you sit down and you look over your friends. You look over the associates. You look over the people in your lives, even your family, because some of them is deceitful too. You know, and we don't want to separate because we want family. We want family. Listen, I love the family of God. Now, if my family don't see me for what I am worth, then that's too bad. Change have to come because you have to change your way of thinking if you want to go higher in God. If you want to reach the top, you want to climb to the top of the ladder, you want to go all the way up with Jesus, you're going to have to endure changes. And some of them you're not going to like. Come on now. You ain't going to like all them changes. Christ didn't tell you going to like them all, huh? Huh? But as we walk toward God, every day there's some type of change in your life. Even your friends change, your family, they get greedy and jealous over you too. You know, they want what you got. And they got more than you. They never look at the fact that they got more than you. They want to keep having more than you, and they don't want you to advance. See? So God said, you are my child, so therefore I'm going to have to do what? Make some changes here. I'm going to have to blow through this. Eliminate some things. See, sometimes the wind can eliminate you living in an old, raggedy, bad house. And when the storm come through, it knock it down because you wasn't going to leave it anyway. And you're always looking at somebody else's house talking about, oh, that's a nice house. I wouldn't mind having a nice house like that. You can have a nice house like that. You have to do what you got to do to get the house. Don't get stealing and killing nobody now. Don't go that way. But you've got to put yourself in the position to receive your house, to get your house. You can get a nice house. You ain't got to live in a roach-infested house all your life. See? I just thought about it. A person told me one time, say, you got a problem. And it was a preacher, told me I had a problem. I say, okay, what's my problem? Say, you always trying to live high. You trying to live above your means. I say, listen, let me tell you something, you know, for what it's worth. I did my time with the roaches and the rats. Now I'm going high in God because I don't have to keep living with the roaches and the rats. Now, if you want to live that way, good for you. More power to you. But don't try to make me go back into them roaches and rats because I done did my time. So me and him came unbenefited. because he want me to go and live where he was living, where the roaches and the rats were, and it's leaking, roof leaking, and all that. I done did my time. I did a lot of years in that kind of environment until I read the word and found out that, you know, I'm the one that's not changing things. I have the authority to change things. God gave it to me. See? And he said, I can call those things to be not as though they already were. And when I call them in, the wind blows and changes things for me. Woo! Hallelujah. You don't see. Now, I might have had to lose a few things. I had the cars pulled away. But you know what? When the people made sport of it, that my car was repossessed, I say, and so? The car lots are still full. They got lots of cars in the car lot. That don't mean I'm going to stay walking. I catch the bus for a while until I get to this point. And then when I get to the point, God say, go get a car. You go get your car. You see, another car. People get jealous because you think that way. Listen now. Just because you elevate your thinking, God has changed your way of thinking. He blew in prosperity into your thinking now and telling you how you can get it and maintain it and all of that. When he tells you these things, all of this has blew into your thinking. You don't think on the roaches and the rats no more. See? You don't think living in a dilapidated house where the water heater ain't working or the toilet ain't working or something, huh? And you ain't got nobody to fix it. Ah, see? You can get out of that if you want to, but it's your choice. Are you going to let the wind blow into your being to the point that you know who you are, that you are a child of God, and God has given you his manifold blessings upon you? He's already prayed them upon you, that you should have these things, that you should live a certain way, abundantly, huh? You can live in abundance. You don't have to live in want and lack if unless you just ain't got no choice. You ain't got no mind. Your mind's still stale, still hanging out down in the maggot hole. You see? Lift yourself up. Pull yourself up and know who you are. In Christ Jesus, who he has made you to be. He called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, the words say. Marvelous light. And that marvelous light bring you into better things in a better way because the wind is blowing. That soft wind is blowing of prosperity is blowing. That soft wind is blowing of nice things than what you are used to. Used down all broken down furniture. Now let me tell you, I had a habit of going to the thrift store because I thought that's all I could afford. Okay? That you find me there. I found everything in there I needed. And do you know people still had nerve to get jealous when they seen my stuff? Well, I just bought it from the thrift store. Somebody used it already and I got it. I just found the best of it. Why are you jealous? Now you don't make no sense. You don't have no discernment to know, well, she bought that from the thrift store. You see? But I kept doing that because my mind was being elevated. My thought life was being elevated to a better place in God. See? The wind was blowing me towards something better. And I just went with it. Huh? I flowed with the wind when it blew. They say I rode the wind. And I'll do like there was a movie called Inherit the Wind. I inherited the soft wind. The soft wind of multiplication. The soft wind of advancement. The soft wind of going up higher in the Lord. Do you get the picture? See? Now that's the wind I inherited. I believe it's been in Psalms or Proverbs about inheriting the wind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See? All right, go ahead on, sister girl. Amen. Amen. See, God is changing things around because she just came to inheriting the wind. Diane just came to that. You see what I'm saying? See how good God is? How he start changing you. She got a hold of this wind. Sister Diane got a hold of this wind because when she came, she didn't know any of the things that she know now, and she didn't. You couldn't get her to pray for nobody. Not holly talk too much to nobody or anything, but listen, that she inherit the wind of change. You see what I'm saying? And now you hear her now praying for people, and people are getting healed too. You see? Because the right wind came along. Huh? And it changed her thinking. Changes her whole concept on things in life. See? Do you need that today? Don't you need that? You can call in, call in. We're going to help you get that too. Help you make that change, huh? See, because there's Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what you're going for. And when you are going for that, you're going to have to be just like these disciples in this ship. Huh? Jesus purposely took all this time to get to them when he told them to go on over to the other side. He told them to go on to the other side. And he took his time, see, because change was inevitable to them. As long as you hang with Jesus, there are going to be some changes. Some you're not going to like, some you're going to like. Isn't that right? Okay? You're going to like all of them. And stop trying to want to like everything and everybody. And everybody ain't going to like you. See? And everybody's not going to do what you want them to do. So get used to those changes in your life and deal with it. See? Don't try to eliminate it because it's all for a purpose. And it's all leading you to your destiny, the destiny that God has already prepared for you. This is why the wind is out there. This is why the wind is in your life. The wind of change is in your life. The winds of change is in each person's life. You always got to change something. Your position may change. Your money source may change. Everything could change. Your health could change. Your friends could change. God knows mine changed. People I thought loved me, when it come down to it, they showed they didn't love me. But no, I'm going to hang on to them because I want a friend. See? See? I believe that when this wind blow, it makes you stronger. as just as the seeds that's in the ground got to break from all the surroundings, the shell that it's in, the shell is no more. Huh? What it started out with, it's not there anymore. Because the process has begun. See, it may look dark. See, the seed is in a dark place. It may look dark at that time. But let me tell you, as long as that wind is blowing over you, it's going to take out all the darkness. And each process, you will eliminate some more darkness in your life. This is the way it is even in Christ. As you grow in Christ, the winds will blow away the dark parts. Dark parts be blown away. Dark parts be blown away. Maybe a little bit at a time, maybe a lot in one time, who knows? Whatever way God choose. But it blows it off until it get to a point. It begin to come up into the light. See, a plant, after so many times of it going through the processes that have to go through to grow, to eliminate each shell, each layer, so that it can come to what it really is. It has to bud, don't it? You come into the Lord, you ain't get it all at one time. You get a little bit at a time, don't you? That means the darkness that you had been dwelling in is going away from you a bit at a time. And after a while, it's gone, and you're appearing above the ground, above the darkness. Okay? You're appearing above the darkness. Do you see yourself now? Look at yourself, appearing above the darkness. No matter how people try to dig a hole and put you in, you're still budging. And you're blooming. Now you're blooming. You haven't come to your full potential yet because you have to go through some more winds of change. You have to be forced sometime through some of the changes. Do you get the picture?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So when you get forced through it, you are buzzing, bulbing, bulbing, bulbing. That's the proper way to say it, isn't it? Excuse me, sometime, you know, you get a little twisted sometimes with your words. But the fact is the bulbs still show up in the ground. And it's not in the full potential, but the breeze got to go through it again. A little water come, a little mist to come, a little sunshine come. And sometime the farmer has to go and cut the weeds from around it when something is trying to choke out that good part. You know there's always somebody trying to choke out the good parts of you. They talk about you, put you down, do you bad. Let me tell you, I know about that do bad. Hurtful things. Hurtful things. Your wife do hurtful things. Husbands do hurtful things. Children do hurtful things. Sometimes you want to, I'm the one brought these children in the world. What happened? See, what did I do something wrong here? See, you ask yourself these things. What? But see, what? Do you think these disciples in the ship was on the sea, and when they seen Jesus, they cried out because they didn't know what was going on, true. But it was all good. what was happening. The change was happening for them so they can go back and tell the story. You know, we was on that ship saying, I know you ain't going to believe this because I almost didn't believe it myself. Jesus came by and he was about to pass by the ship like he didn't see me. Huh? But let me tell you one thing. If we hadn't made a noise and cried to him, he probably would have passed us by. So that's what we got to do today. Cry to him even when we can't see him. But we know he's there. Huh? And he won't pass us by. But he will blow on us. Or better still, he'll just step in the ship with us. Hmm? He won't let us go down. He say, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. That's what he can tell us, and that's what he will tell us if we are on one of his. Hmm? He comes up, and he think about it. Now, these two guys, I just fed them the miracle food, and they can't even think that it might be me. I'm not a ghost. I didn't die out there on the show. I'm not a ghost. I'm for real. See, how can flesh and blood walk on the sea? All kind of thoughts come into your mind. But let me tell you, that is what keeping you from experiencing the wind of change. Because you stay too in the natural looking. You don't look in the spiritual. Look beyond what you see, that God Almighty, he has given his life for us and everything, that we should walk in him now and believe him. Believe him because of whatever he done. You still walking. You still talking. You still living. You still breathing. When the doctors say you wouldn't make it, you still making it. Think about all those things. Then God can do anything, can't he? He can change your way of living. He can change your way of thinking. If he can do anything, can't he? Uh-huh. See? But don't get so hung up on one thing that you can't see another that he's doing. Don't get mad. Things go bad in your life. Just say, God, I know this too shall pass. You see? It will pass. Trouble don't last always. Remember that now. Trouble don't last always. I know it seems like it's always. Can you imagine the children of Israel in Egypt 400 years? And you can't tell them trouble wasn't lasting always, could you? 400 years is a long time to suffer. But it had its purpose, didn't it? Now, think of this. Whatever you had to suffer, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. It makes you better. It makes you think different. The trouble that occurred in your life. All right? Think about that now. Now I tell you, you are not going to be able to operate in this lifetime without changes. Okay? They're going to occur different times, different ways, and just accept them as, Lord, something good is about to happen. When you see these things, somebody get crazy, nasty, ugly, talk bad to you and all, you know, you got a lot of nasty talking people. Just look at them and just say, Lord, I know things are getting better in my life because I got another change here. I see the wind blowing, Lord. I see the wind blowing, Lord. Must be a lot of tadpoles around or something. Hallelujah. Making changes. Tadpole go into a frog, don't he? Okay. Making changes. That little worm go into a butterfly, don't he? He making changes, don't he?
Yep.
See what I'm saying? The ugliest of things can become most beautiful because God is blowing through the situation. What happens? The bee will sting you, don't it? But all that honey you eat is good, ain't it? See? Now he had the bee needs that wind too, don't it? The flowers got to grow so they can pollinate them and all and everything. See, everything needs everything. Everybody needs a change. And we will change into what we really are in Christ Jesus. All right, here is Pastor. Here, praise God. I'll go further in my book of the wind next week.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word from the woman of God today about the wind and changes. And when Apostle Porter was talking about the wind of changes, I was just thinking about how the weatherman always giving you a report on the TV about the wind. And they'll start putting each of the wind in different category. They may just say to you, well, today it will be calm, or the mile per hour is 15 or 20. But then it starts letting you know when the higher the number that you have to be what? Careful, what you need to look out for. And then they even tell you when something is developing over the water, they may say we may have a tropical depression. Or they may say to you, if two winds meet together, it's going to cause something else to happen. So when the woman of God was talking about the wind of change, it lets me think about life itself, really. That, like what the word's saying today, things that comes in your life, do they come to change you or who around you? And I found in life that everything that happened in your life always apply to yourself first, because is God allowing those things to come your way to bring you into changes, to bring what's in the dark to light? And every time we have a storm, like a hurricane or a storm, there's always things that, like the trees, things get broken apart, trees get split in half, things get run over, things get moved out of position, out of place. So wind can do a nice, we like the cool wind in a hot day. If you're in a nice, it's a nice, not so powerful wind. But we also enjoy the wind when it's real hot out there. And it's a nice, cool wind blowing. What? It cools us. It refreshes. It rejuvenates us. And we'll say, oh, it's such a beautiful day out. Why? Because that wind comes to comfort us and bring us into a place of peace. So with the wind, we don't know what wind may come in our life. But we do know that he let us know that when things happen in our life, what we need to do. And then the word came from about what? In Mark, the 6th chapter. And how, you know, with the wind was blowing, but Jesus spoke to the wind. And he commanded the elements to line up according to the word because the power was within him. So we have to speak to the different situation in our life. You may want to call what's happening to you a category 5. That's the top. You feel so overwhelmed, you don't know what else to do. Or a category 4 or a 3 or a 2. Or you may just say it's a tropical depression. It's just a tropical thing. Why? Your weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So you know in a tropical, it's not going to be like that always. Why? Because the sun will shine again in your life. So, and when, I like the fact that when what? Force change. It forced you to change. It forced you to grow up. Things in your life force you to come into a place of maturity. It brings you into a place you got to examine you. It's easy to examine everyone around you, but it's hard for you to examine you. Because you are the one. You the one is the creative person that God created you to be. You are the one speaking life and death out of your mouth. So we got to create what? We say creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. So if he created in me a clean heart, he got to bring forth the wind of change in my life to create the clean heart, to bring forth the newness in me, for me to change my mind, change my mindset, and know that I can do better, I can obtain better. I don't have to stay in the position that I'm in. I don't have to be what other people's words create. I can be what God's words spoke over my life to come into fruition. And we don't even pay attention a lot of time to the seed that is planted down on the inside. We talk about the seed of the womb in the with the sperm and the eggs meet, and we don't see nothing until something starts happening. A change starts happening in the person body. Then everything is exposed to the light. But you know what? We don't look at the words that's been spoken that is hidden down on the inside. And if you're a child growing up, I'm going to use my grandbaby as a good example. From when he was in the womb, the word was being spoke to him. The wind of love was hitting him. The wind of prayer was hitting him. So when he came forth out of the dark womb into the light, you see what the wind produced. He's a happy child. He's a child that has a kind, lovable spirit. So we don't see what the wind of change happening in us with words. You say words travel, right? We talked about how the birds, be careful what you say in your chamber, because the birds of the air brings the word. So that's another wind bringing the word into the atmosphere. There is no dimension with when it comes to the spirit realm. Why? Because words travel, feelings travel, everything travel. There's still a wind of change. And we don't know that wind what? It forces a change. Words force changes in your life. If someone tell you I don't like you, it bring forth what? A emotion in you, and what? You bring forth a change. If someone talking mean and they feel, oh, I got the authority to talk like that because I am the big cheese and the king of the jungle, it what? It bring forth a change in you. A kind word bring forth a change in you. The woman of God talked about what kind of change is bringing, right? When things happen, it could bring a good or a bad change, or we call it bad. But you know what? Nothing is bad. It's a lesson to learn what to avoid, what to correct, what to not do. And we say affirmation, every man is my teacher. No man is my enemy. Every man is my teacher, because apparently I need to be taught life. We could live in this world around us, and we are not street, well, I'm not street smart. A lot of little things people say, little things, I'm like, what does that mean? Could you break it down? Some people are street smart. Some people are not. But words bring forth change. Jesus spoke the word, right? And change came. The storm ceased. the seas cease to roll. So when words of love is uttered out of the and the atmosphere, the storm in your life ceases, doesn't it? It calms, doesn't it? And I was looking up the word, and when it said well, hurricane is what? A violent storm. And we are told what the violence was, take it by force. So there's time when hurricane come in your life, right, and that wind is so tempestuous, and you got to what? Stand and speak it and take the word, take back what God has given you by force, and let the devil know, not so today. And what is changed? To transform or to convert. And we, all these words, we have to even be flexible. We say, what is flexible? Capable of being bent, usually without breaking. And there was an old saying they used to say, like baby kids, we multiply, right? We don't die, we multiply. With baby kids. In other words, as long as there's life in you, you can what? You can do all things over. You can change. That's all it really means. When you have breath in your body, you can change. You don't have to be the same person. Don't be, I like to use this little example. Don't be 99 years old. You know why I say 99? So no one say I'm calling their age out. Because I don't know nobody around me that is 99 years old. I don't want to be 99 years old and I don't change. You want to change. Change from what you used to do when you were in your teens. Not just your body changing, but your mind is still the same. I want my mind to change. I want my mindset to change. I want the way I think to change. How I see things change. You cannot be in your 40s or the 50s or your 29 and still think like a 9-year-old. There has to be what some growth. And in order to obtain what God has for you, you have to change. That's believing in his word, right? Yep. If you believe that he died on the cross for your sin, and you confess with your mouth, that's what you're changing your mind. Your word comes to change your mind from what you previously believed in. So that's a different win. Also, that comes in your life. And we have to pray, like, we have to even remember Ephesians 4, chapter verse 14 says, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of man and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And I said, what is doctrine? Doctrine is not just really Christianity and the word, but doctrine could also mean a group of people, what they say. We don't have to be tossed back and forth by opinions of you, who they say you are. Jesus asked the question, who do men say I am? When someone asks the question, what people say about you? They could either say their opinion, right? But their opinion don't have to be the truth of who you are. That's their opinion. That's what they see out of their own eyes. I didn't say God's eyes. I said their own eyes. So we thank God for when God used the man and the woman of God, the prophet of God, the true prophet of God, because I found out I got to say the true prophet of God, because I found out everybody say, I see, I see, I see. But they don't see like God sees. They don't have the mind of Christ. They don't see like the eagle eye. They don't see. Because when God sent the word and he, the prophet see what, you may not walking in the place you are, but God tell them what he showed them, what you can be. So if you see through the eyes of God, that's what I'm talking about. See clearly. See clearly. It is so important to see clearly. So when the word comes and you know God, that's a word from the Lord, because what? They see clearly, you can agree with what the word of the Lord says concerning you. And that when you agree with the word, that's another wind of change, because God sent the word to bring forth that change in you. And a lot of times we don't want to change. A lot of times we don't want to change, do we? We want to stay what? That's me. I ain't changing. I'm perfect. And Tuesday, the woman of God said something. And do you know God gave them the message when the woman of God said, humility is what? Being humble is what? You ain't got to argue. She said, you ain't got to fuss. You don't got to argue. You could just be humble. And that word was, and she said some other things on Tuesday, but you know what? It was a situation that was happening right there in my house. But I thank God that he gave the word through what? A statement that lined up with what was happening at the time. So when a word comes, it brings forth the change. We can open our ears to hear it, or we can close our ears. The choice is yours today. What do you want to do? Do you want that change? I want that change. Do you really want that change? You have to say, I want that change. Change me. I need that change to come forth in my life. And I remember a long time ago when God was bringing me into change. You don't want to change. You know what you really don't want to change? Your old man, your flesh don't want to change into the newness.
Amen.
Because that's what it be. Your personality, different personality don't want to change. And I say different personality, right? Because you don't know. Those things are not even of God. You don't recognize that what in the book of power in his name, what those things really are. Because what? It becomes familiar with you, your family trait, so it attached to you, so you acting like them. They're dead and gone, but you walking like them because you have the traits. But God wants us to be what? Change. And we all change. I have friends from elementary, junior high school. They can't say you're the same. We changed. We all have changed. We all have grown. We all have walked different paths in life. So let the change come forth. Now, for some people will say, well, you ain't changed. But you know what? We all have changed. I'm not just talking about physical now change. Physical, because what did God say? We better say, he renewing my youth like the eagle. And I tell you, the light of God that is on the inside is rejuvenating me, and it's giving me the fountain of youth. Hallelujah. That's what we're supposed to say. The word, what? Comes forth and it hits your cell, and it brings forth light in you, and it rejuvenates you. So that's another change coming forth. So remember today, you have the authority to speak in your life. You have the authority to make the change. Someone cannot make it for you. I could want my children to change. But until they make up their mind, they want to make the change, that's when the change comes forth. I could want my husband to change. Until he make up his mind, he wants to change. Then the change come forth. Amen. He could say the same thing. I want my wife to change. But until his wife decided she wants the change won't come forth. It's the same thing in what? Relationship. Relationship change. Why? Because, like the woman of God was saying, how, the love that you have for the person is not really there. You're not connecting anymore. Is it because you outgrown one another? Is that it? Because the change came forth in you? So when people see you change, they realize, well, you know, I can't hang like them with them no more. Because they're not the same. They're not my drinking party. They're not my run-around person or whatever it may be. They found out they don't have anything that relate to them anymore in you. They don't find a common ground in you anymore. Isn't that what it could be? That's something to think about. There's something that used to connect you, don't connect you no more. Even in relationship changes. So, and it's true, sometimes things happen that cause that cause changes. The person grow up. Just like a child, when they grow up and they start having friends, Mom, I'm hanging with my friend. There's some changes, right? Mom, don't kiss me on my cheek. My friend's going to say, that's some change. That's some growing change. So God make us to adapt to change, y'all. He wants us to what? Be able to adapt to every change that is around us in our life. And he called us, he said that what? He never changes, right? He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus doesn't change on his love for you and I. So we have to make sure that we build that relationship with him, that we will not change when it concerns him. And when it comes to the people around us, if the love of Christ is within us, he will teach us how we can work and build relationship with one another. Remember today, we need what? We need a wind of change to come forth in our life. And this was my subject yesterday at my house. You know what? Things got to change up in here. Everybody too comfortable. Why? I need some growth. I sound like the woman of God, right? I need some growth up here. Because just like mothers, right, with the bird, mother bird, the bird, and the little chick, the mother bird said to the chick, it's time now, okay, I've been bringing food to y'all, feeding y'all. Now it's time for you to do what? Kind of like flap your wings, exercise your wings, let your wings go a little bit, right? So you can do what? You can grow, mature to be the beautiful bird that we know you are. And we all say that in life. We may not say, it's time to grow up. We may use other words in our home and say, okay, Johnny, okay, Mary, you know, you're not the baby anymore. We talk like that to our kids. You're telling them it's time for them to what? Change, to grow up, stop hanging out with the bad company. Don't hang out so late. Stop speeding. Those are different things you talk to your children for them to bring forth that change. So each person may have different words, but it means the same thing. We may use different methods, but it's the same thing. You want a wind of change to come forth in you. And what is the change you want in your home? You don't want just mere words, right? Or empty talk, do you? Because that's what it means, too. You don't want that. You want the power behind the word. In other words, be line up with the word. We want the change to come forth. That's what God wants from us. He wants us to change. And also in that, it talks about passing from one place or state or form or face to another, a change of season, a social change. And you what? We also what? Change our one mind to one opinion, to change our opinion. So there's always a wind of change going on. We change our mind, we change our opinion. We thought one thing of a person, and we change our opinion because we realized we weren't seen through clear eyes. Our eyes was foggy. Or we want to, from one phase in life, from toddler to middle school, there's changes come forth in our life, in our appearance, in our growth, our face, our hair, even in our speech, our body change. Everything change all around us. If you go in different places that you used to live, there's changes all around. Look at in Orlando, there's so many development. If you don't go on the road, you will get lost because there's so many change. So there's a wind of change going by, a wind of improvement, a wind of what? High-rise, trains. There's so many changes going on. So remember today, when things are changing on the outside, buildings are being built up and tear down. Allow God to build you up. Allow God to tear down the things that is in you that needs to be what? Be rebuilt. Allow God to bring forth that change in you. And if God brings forth the change in you, then the change will come all around you. Remember, he needs you. You are the seed that he needs to bring forth that change. You are the one that can make a difference. You are the one can link with another person, and y'all create more. So today, remember, when change comes, let it start with you. Let the spirit of fear be gone and worry and anxiety. Let God arise in you today and know that you can be more in Christ Jesus. You're more than a conqueror today. It doesn't matter what your past says, but today is a brand new day. I was up until 12:30 last night, and I said, you know what? The time came, and it slipped right into a brand new day. And I was like, you know, everything that happened yesterday is already gone. Today is a brand new day. And because today is a brand new day, I got to walk in the changes of today. And if you're out late at night, when you don't you notice before it changed to the midnight to the 1 minute after, don't y'all feel something, a nice little breeze just blow in the air? It's blowing that day away, and it's bringing forth that brand new day. A brand new day that we can think differently. We can have a spirit of gratitude. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. So today, walk in the newness and be rejuvenated, and let the wind of change come forth in you so you can go forth. Remember, let the past be blown away, and let the new wind of change, as in the day of Pentecost, it was like a fresh wind blowing in. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit refresh you today. Rejuvenate your mind. Let you know that you can do it. You can make it. With Christ, all things are possible. So remember today, speak to the wind. Talk to God. Let him know what is it you want. Remember now, you got to, if you never ask, you will not get, right? Ask. If you ask, he said, you'll be given unto you. You have not because you ask not. So remember today, we have to put our petition before the Lord. Ask him the question that needs to be asked. Say, God, it's time now. I need a change around me. What is the problem? What is the hindrance? What is the blockage? Ask him.
on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God.
Let
him
have
his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.